We are going to head to the weather forecast with Pat Pagano, but I thought I've posted this up on my Facebook page. Mimi Harson was the first person to post it, and it's just we need a little brightness with all the talk about the coronavirus and things like that. And a guy by the name of Adrian Grimes and lyrics by Dana J. Bine made an unbelievable song called the Coronavirus Rhapsody. I'll just play a little bit for you right now before we head to the weather.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly.
That is, once again, a great take on Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, the Coronavirus Rhapsody. And we'll bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I love that.
It's on my Facebook page. It's the whole song. And, yes, it's a little morbid. It's a little dark humor. But it is, Pat, if you listen to the whole thing, it is really well done. And it sounds just like Queen.
It sure does. I'm thinking to myself, but where did this come from?
Yeah, this is the age of social media, but it's called the coronavirus disease rhapsody. And like I said, if you go to my Facebook page, you can listen to the entire thing. But it really is amazing how well it's done. It really is.
And I could get this, if I don't go to your weather page, I could just Google it?
If you go, you can Google it. What you want to do is you want to Google, what's it called here? Coronavirus disease, a song. Let's see if there's any other name for it. No, that's it. It's on YouTube. Coronavirus Rhapsody. Coronavirus Rhapsody. And do a YouTube search for it, and it's right there.
Okay, cool. A lot of people have been sending me all different things, and in fact, I'll pass one over to you as soon as we get through the weather, which today is a nice day. Sun will mix with clouds. Very nice. Low 40s. If you could take a walk, by all means do so. Remember, meet a neighbor, cross over the street, wave to the neighbor from the other side. Tonight, cloudy, 40. Friday, chance of showers in the morning. Chance. Otherwise, partly sunny. We're in the mid-50s, so another decent day. Then on Saturday, it turns cloudy, and we think some rain or drizzle will come in very late in the day. So most of the day should be dry, low 50s. Sunday, kind of interesting, some rain or showers. I said in the 50s. If a warm front were to go through early Sunday morning, we could pop into the 60s. But then showers will return on Monday. So looks like March will definitely have an unsettled end. Someone sent me a call up right now. Well, it is Elvis. Okay. It is a video, a music video from Elvis. And he sings a beautiful song. And I think it's called With These Two Hands. Have you ever heard of it?
He sang a lot of gospel music. That's how he first started singing. Yeah. So
with these, it is absolutely beautiful. And if I could tell you folks, if you go and Google it, it is absolutely beautiful. It is so fitting for the crisis that we're in right now. Just very, very beautiful.
My favorite,
and it's by Elvis.
My favorite song is Return to Sender.
Yeah.
Address Unknown.
Right, but that's, yeah, that's not too fitting right now.
No, it's not.
You know, that's the thing. In any event, that's it. I found out yesterday, we were talking about this, folks, and I'll pass it on to you. I was asking Marshall about what had happened with my dog the night before, because it looked like she was, her head was bobbing. It looked like she was going to get sick, but she didn't. She was very, very, what's the word, jittery, antsy,
yeah.
Very needy. Okay, first I heard that that is a sign of nausea in a dog. Okay, that was one. But then I was talking with my friend Gary Garrison from Maine, and he has a German Shepherd who was a CNI dog. And he went through the same problem a week ago, and they spoke to the vet. It is a result of disinfectants. When you disinfect your house, folks, if you have a pet, you have to ventilate the house for a while. You have to open the windows. Otherwise, even in large areas, the disinfectant will get into their throat and cause them to have this sort of gag reflex and nausea and not make them feel good. So that's one of the things that I don't think anybody brought up right now. You know, they tell you, be careful, disinfect, blah, 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 blah. Leave the disinfectant on your counters, let it dry naturally. Yeah, that's all well and good. But if you have pets, make sure that you have ventilation and you have the windows cracked. And do that for just a little while until the smell leaves, and then you'll be fine and your pets won't have a problem.
It also happens with cleaning products.
That's correct. Yeah, same thing, right.
Any cleaning products, like if you use a wax on the floor, if you use the countertops, if you use it to do the windows. It affects cats a little differently than it affects dogs. It's more their desire to want to eat, and they get a little lethargic. It's very important. That's why whenever vet's done, I have fans that go out in the house. That does affect them. Heck, just spray that stuff in your face and see how you
like it, right? Yeah. Well, I even know, when you're using normal cleaning stuff, a lot of it smells real nice, but sometimes you wind up coughing, you know, because it gets into your lungs.
My second wife tried to kill me once. I am convinced of it. We put down for some reason, it was her great idea in the kitchen to put down a inlaid stone floor, okay? I have no idea because, of course, you drop anything and it hits stone and it shatters right away. But you have to, after it's all in, before you seal it, you cure it with some sort of acid, right?
Okay.
I cannot be around heavy doses of acid because of I had a bronchitis when I was a kid, and I've got a lot of scar tissue in my lungs. So chlorine, things like that really affect me negatively. Well, she did this. I came home, and this was many years ago, and my lungs just filled up, and I couldn't breathe at all. And I'm convinced she tried to knock me off. I'm convinced she didn't succeed, but yeah, it's when you have certain tendencies for certain things, even to this day, if I'm walking by a pool, it bothers me a little bit. I can't
believe the chlorine. Yeah.
Chlorine. But when people use chlorine and bleach at the houses and stuff, like, oh my God, I can't stand there. So if it's true for humans, it's true for your other members of your family as well.
Yeah, especially that we all know that dogs and cats have a much keener sense of smell than we do.
Yeah, they do. Right.
You know, so so I passed that on, and that's it. The only bright news yesterday from the governor was the fact that the hospital admittance was down.
Well, hospital admittance was down, but the latest thing that came over was, hang on a second here. I'm going to show you in a second. What is it? New York City's coronavirus cases double about every 3 days.
Right.
In Massachusetts, in Berkshire County, It doubled in one day. Connecticut, one third. Sooner or later, we're going to approach that curve point. And because we're in the hot spot here in the Northeast and California and the state of Washington, we will reach that curve a lot earlier than anybody else will reach it. But the stimulus package passed, $2 trillion. I have no idea where we must be just printing the money because
I was just going to say, you print it. It's simple as that. That's where it's coming from. You don't think Trump is donating it, do you?
But they did a smart thing. Companies cannot use that money for stock buybacks. As a matter of fact, companies cannot buy back their stocks for 1 year. And also, that money is not for any of the Trump properties. It can't go to any of the Trump properties. So those two things were added. And I think they raised the amount to $1,200 per person and stuff like that, little things like that. But see where unemployment claims? During the Great Depression, the highest the unemployment claims were 600,000. Now, of course, we have a lot more Americans. Right. In California alone last week, 2 million unemployment claims were filed. That's in California alone.
Yes, California alone. And, you have to also realize with this count, folks, don't be alarmed by it. First of all, we'll repeat this. At least 80% of the people who become positive recover very well.
They recover very well. In Massachusetts, unbelievably, the death rate is about 12%, which is abnormally high. But the people that are dying from it in Massachusetts are well over 75, 80 years old.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And again, remember, the more they test, the more the numbers will go up. Right. So let's hope that author psychic was right. She said, as quick as it comes, as quick as it will leave. So
easy come, easy go.
Yep, that's it. So let's just hope and pray. And everybody, I think what we're doing is a great thing. Just quarantine, stay indoors, stay away, don't mingle with people. And the more we do that, the better results we'll have.
We have not furloughed or laid off anybody here yet. We had to shut down the Bargain Barn because most of our employees were 70 or older, and they're not allowed to go out. So the Bargain Barn was not a non-essential thing. But we've managed to hold things together here. We'll see what happens. That's all you can do is you go day to day.
Yep, and be vigilant. And everybody, stay safe, and see you tomorrow, Marshall Friday.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning here on Robinhood Radio.